Yoshi Gellick has arrived.
Please have a seat.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. We'll begin with Venerable Hamula will lead the prayer, and please think about the people of Ukraine in your prayer. So
start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Praise and mantra. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Hiyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha.
Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chen Reisik, the Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Deliver some praise and mantra for Green Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Sanje Sanje Chada Soje Chanam La Chajo Bado Nanayam Dage Chishe Jibye Sunam Jayam Dola Peje Sanje Dama Shoma Sala Mea Neda Mea Jin Omo Dama Jache La So Chishe Chola Chawa Jima Sanje Sula Fondo Shishin Dere Nishima Dita Shishin Tate Shishin Jine Jishin Shishin Jine Namo Alaya Gata Nuda Nishin Gaya Jibo Dada Mie Gata Nuda 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 Good morning. Good morning, Venerable Tenzi Lamo. Good morning, another land. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Kadamba Center. Good morning. Good morning, Marcelo Fernanda Patagonia. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Cliffs. Good morning, David. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Alexandra, Sandra, Tashidelet. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Carolina. Both of you. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, David. Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Patti Panditji. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Hen. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, William. Good morning, Giovanna. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Monica. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. And, 1 minute, please, silent for the people of Ukraine, 1 minute. And whatever thought, positive thought you can say, please do 1 minute, okay? Oh yeah, thank you very much. And please continue to pray and for the people in the region who's going to physically, mental difficulties at the moment. So pray for the war will end sooner than later with little human casualty. Okay, so there's something you can do, probably you can do it well, so then please do. Then what else, Linda? Or Tomasi?
Geshe-la, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Not sure what happened. Can you hear me?
Can you?
People can hear? Can you hear?
I can hear.
Yes, Geshe-la. Yeah, okay, I can hear something on my side. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
No, not to be sorry. So,
can you hear okay, Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead. I know there's a question for Geshe-la. So, until Linda's situation is cleared up, I'll go ahead. It's a long question, so I'm gonna.
And Donna,
you're here? Okay.
I can hear you, but I can't hear Geshe-la for some reason. But there is a question I just put in the chat.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and ask Geshe-la the question?
Okay. All right, Geshe-la, are you ready?
Yeah.
When we see a situation where the karma has already ripened. Such as with Russia's war on Ukraine. What is the most beneficial way to offer prayers for this terrible situation?
Yeah, as I said, prayer for the war will end sooner than later, and with little human casualty. And so then for that purpose, so based on that purpose, so that you can say a mantra, you can say any kind of prayer, medicine for the prayer, money mantra, tara mantra, and dedicate that energy towards that cause, okay? So there's not really specific prayer, you know. Any prayer is good, any prayer is good. But, you know, like usually I think that we, each and every one of us has moral responsibility to pray for all and each and every living being on this planet, because we are, according to Buddhism, we are, you know, there is connection, deep connection. So, and also like, because like your own happiness rises minute you start to think about others, minute you start to think about the welfare of other beings, believe it or not, your happiness will rise. So minute you think about the welfare of other living beings and your true happiness, you know, your true happiness start to grow. This is like win-win. This is win-win practice. It's not just, you know, like, not thinking of yourself, not thinking of others. No, it's like you are getting so much benefit. So, like, I personally very much wish, and I know, how you already know, every conflict within the family, within the friend, within the society, within the community, within the party, within the country, in the world, is all driven by dissatisfactions. Very unfortunately, dissatisfactions. It's brought to all the problem, brought to all the problems. So therefore, it's very, very important to remind ourselves dissatisfaction is a part of the samsaric problems. You know, there are like five different kinds of general samsaric problems. Dissatisfaction is one of them. Uncertainty is one of them. So we all need more wisdom. We need more wisdom to become more smarter for our own happiness. How to achieve that? Being discontent, this is not the best way to gain happiness. It kind of invites all kinds of problems. Need to remember very clearly, dissatisfaction is a door to all the problems. So it is not your personal problem, it's like samsaric problems. If we are not happy with that, that's way out. Then we need to seek liberation very seriously. Don't think they are Buddhists, they are always thinking about suffering. No. Buddhists, we are aiming for the best fun. In that case, we are more greedy because we are looking for everlasting fun. We are not like giving up fun. We are looking for the best form of fun. We are not looking for the best for everlasting. You know? So we are not just giving up fun. No. So this temporary fun, we don't consider this like everlasting fun. So that's why our all attention is piled on that everlasting fun. You know, liberation, freedoms. That's what we should do. If you don't like uncertainty, not good, dissatisfaction, why? Then you need to seek liberations. other than that, just need to accept that it's part of the package. Then you walk much as you can and how to be content by thinking, generating more wisdom, generating more wisdom. And a contentment is a part of the mental quality, it's not physical things. It's not physical things. Doing things, if you believe or doing things will satisfy you, no. It's not what it's, there's not a way to satisfy. No, there's no answer. No, answer is 100% no. You are not going to be 100% satisfied by doing something, looking at something, smelling something, listening to something, touching something, eating something. No, no. We have been doing this, in my case, almost 50 years. Are you 100% content? No, answer is no. So we need more wisdom to know how to be content. You know? Contentment could achieve by thinking. Feeling of my life is so blessed, that could achieve by thinking, not by eating something. Feeling of that my life is so blessed, that kind of thinking, that kind of like as a feeling, you one could achieve by thinking, definitely. By thinking you could achieve. So, you know, this is all driven by dissatisfactions. Greed, of course, dissatisfaction. Unfortunate. So, then, like, the best that every leader of this country develop bodhicitta, compassion, so that people can live with less fear, you know, every corner of the world. But in reality, it is complicated. It's not just complicated, it's very, very complicated that there are all kinds of things involved in not just a few days, many, many years of dissatisfaction built up, greed, and not knowing you are not going to get all the time what you want. Why? That is one of the human problems. Out of 8 types of human problems, one of them is you are not going to get all the time what you want. What I should do? Accept. Don't force. There's a part of the 8 types of human problems that listed. One of them is like that. You are not going to find, you are not going to get what you're looking for all the time. Just accept. Don't make it more hard. Need to understand the reality. Need to understand the reality. Therefore, reflecting on, it's not just like, oh, Buddhists, you know, they just meditate on suffering. No, there's a reason. In order to ease stress, amount of stress, fear, anxiety that we experience as a human, how to reduce them? Maybe reflecting on the general complication of samsara, then the particular complication of each realm, particular human realms, reflecting on them, it reduces stress. As I said very clearly, Buddhism, we are not looking for suffering. We are looking for happiness. We are not like denying fun. We are looking for everlasting fun. Don't think that Buddhism is all about giving up something. No, it's not giving up something. It's understanding the reality. Understand the reality. So, losing loved one, that's a part of the human problems. Aging, sickness, is death, that's a part of the human problems. It's not shock. It's expected. denying that, making your life more miserable, that's all. You are not doing anything good for yourself, denying that. So just knowing the just knowing and reflecting on that on a daily basis, that helps you tremendously, helps you reduce a lot of stress, So, each time when you're dissatisfied, analyze why. And need to remind yourself, that's not something new, that's a part of the package. It's not that just happened today, it happened since the beginning of this time. If you really don't like that, seek liberations. That's what you can do. Don't just sit there, do nothing, feel bad. That's not a skillful way to do. Just accept, so each time when you're dissatisfied, analyze. That happened many times. It's not just first time it happened. It happened many times. If you really don't like that, if you want to stop that, seek liberations. That's what you can do. Or don't complain too much. Just accept. That's the part of the package. Just accept and deal with that. With knowledge, with meditative experience, gain based on knowledge, whatever ways you can deal or learn, and accept. If you don't accept, situation is not going to get better. If you accept, learn, educate yourself, maybe amount of stress will reduce, definitely. Based on tiny experience here, tiny experience, it will reduce. We can be like delusionals, how you say? We can be delusional. We have to understand the fact. We have to understand the reality. Okay? So, that's very unfortunate, as I said. From dissatisfaction, the individual life, family, community, countries, the global level, all driven by dissatisfactions. Not understanding, people are not taking me seriously. It's nothing to do with people taking you seriously or not seriously. It is a part of the samsaric problems. You have to understand. Don't become delusional that you are going to be satisfied doing this, 100% satisfied. Truth out, second moment, you are not satisfied. How you can be satisfied? Just like delusional thought, you are not going to be satisfied. Not just that, probably it may bring more pain in every direction, So like, that's like same like individual level, country level, same thing. Mm-hmm. Every single being on this planet, every single second looking for happiness. Nobody's looking for pain. So now, based on that fact, imagine, if you cause pain, somebody caused pain to you, you don't like. Similarly, if you cause pain to someone else, they will not appreciate. So if you do that in the bigger scale, there will be like thousands and thousands of people there don't like you. Because those thousands of people seeking happiness exactly the way you do. Same thing, there's no differences between you and others. Same thing. So better to think mentally, do verbally, mentally, physically, do something that benefits others. And you get a lot of benefit. You get a lot of, merit too. According to spiritual practice, you get pure merit and you get a lot of benefit. Why? Because you are being part of their daily basis, something they are looking for, you become part of that. You will have more friends. It's not that difficult to understand, it's quite simple. when it comes down on like understand, it's quite simple to understand, but we are pretty much unfortunately occupied by disturbing thoughts most of the time, so that is the thing that we need to think deep down from our heart, then precisely calculate how we can live, how we are going to live our life with best way to live our lives, less disturbing thoughts. Your life is going to be much better off, even though you don't believe in anything. Your life is going to be much better off, you know. So yeah, the fundamentally no good is even seeking or looking, even the slightest problem, difficult, nobody. That includes yourself, includes your neighbors, includes your co-worker, includes your wife, includes your husband, includes your relatives, your families, nobody. If you think or somebody deserves some pain, there's a delusion. There's a delusional thought. I'm very, very sorry to say, but we have to be here. We have to be truthful. We can't be like, we have to be honest, you know, like, we have to be sincere, we have to be genuine, you know. Somebody thinks that you deserve pain. We need you sense that you don't appreciate. Why? Because you are looking for happiness. There's nothing wrong. We have every right for looking for happiness. The same thing, other people do the same thing. Even though it is hard things to do, but it's a good things to do. Other things is easy things to do, it's not good things to do. Why? It causes pain. Easy to criticize, but that's not the good, best thing to do. It's very hard to praise, but it's a good thing to do. Temporarily, ultimately, it's a good thing to do. Good things to do. Other get benefit, you get benefit. Oh, that's the best way to live in a life, you know. So, through prayer, you know. So now you understood the situations. We are all in this boat, same thing. Dissatisfied, uncertainty, not finding what we are looking for, not seeking, not getting what we are looking for. We are all in this ocean. We are all like carrying out in this ocean, east to west, west south to north. We're just like drifting in the same situations. So that's why, out of Four Noble Truths, why Buddha taught truth of suffering? Not because there's nothing to enjoy. No. That goes against the reality. There are many things to enjoy. Looking at flowers, the enjoyment generated by looking at something, enjoyment generated by smelling something, enjoyment generated by eating something. These are all there. Enjoying that, there's nothing wrong. That's a result of your positive karma. And when you do enjoy that, just wish that every single human on this planet get the same chance. Just wish, you know, something positive. But believing it, that's a way to 100% satisfy delusional thought. Ignorance, wrong. Sorry to say, this is wrong. Does it mean don't enjoy? No. Enjoy in the same time, fully aware. That's not going to make you 100% satisfied. You need to understand right from the beginning. When you become dissatisfied, you understood the situations. Oh? Understanding the reality is very important to reduce those, like, there's many unrealistic expectations that we have, You know? Not understanding the fact. Once you understand the fact, it will automatically reduce unrealistic, many different types of unrealistic expectations will automatically reduce. Life will be better, easier. Otherwise, if you continuously follow this delusional thought, you are making life more miserable. not doing very good. The best is everybody liberated, there will be no war. Just wish that, you know, each and every leader in this, you know, on this planet, leader of the country, develop compassion, loving kindness, compassion. So then there will be no war. You could say it's karma or no matter what, it is basically driven by dissatisfactions. Dissatisfaction. So that's what it is, all dissatisfaction. So just want to share, you know, so then based on that, then you pray that may each and every other, so now, as I tell you, Sanju Rinpoche, Majjab, and Chir Khande Khande, but now you say, like, as the prayer of the Bodhicitta Ramla, Vrindava Ramla, the dedication part of the Bodhicitta, may Bodhicitta may have the Chanju Simpyo Rinpoche Majjab on the Chirisha. May Bodhicitta rise or something like that, never decrease, must be in English.
May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, not yet born, rise and grow, not born, have no decline. But
exactly. Yeah. So now you understand why. Well, that you are wishing that every living being on this planet, the general Bodhicitta, there will be no war. So now that prayer makes sense. That's the prayer that you do. It's not when there's casualty, war, some kind of conflict is always there. Beginning of the human civilizations, driven by dissatisfactions. Dissatisfaction, you know, now then it's getting more and more dangerous, more and more dangerous. But the scale is already there since from the beginning of the human civilizations. Dissatisfaction is already part of that. So, you know, they're happening in a small scale. So now it's getting more and more dangerous, you know, the more like risk for the casualties. Death within very like short period of time. So yeah, it's very saddening, but you know, so you do what you can do. So then it's not just today, every day praying for death. It's good because it gives you has strength, it gives you strength. Okay. Then what else? Just we all need to understand. Understand, okay. Otherwise, we have so many unrealistic expectations. So that's not going to make our life easier. It makes our life more stressful, more fearful. Knowing the fact will reduce fear, anxiety, stress. It will reduce. Yeah, same like, you know, like, we see in front of our eyes, if you see somebody brings flower, nice flower, few days it looks very nice, smells very good, after a few days, kind of decay. So the understanding of that fact is like called impermanent. You know, we just let it go. No. If you say, oh, this flower is so beautiful, I never want to lose that, you know, I want that flower to stay the same. That's a delusional thought. It's not going to stay there. It's not going to be the same. You know, just enjoy much as possible. When it's fresh, smells good, just enjoy. And there'll be time, it will probably lose the smell, start to smell bad. It's kind of lose the, you know, the color. Then just understand and just let it go and move on. You know? So that, you know, that's so easy to, that's not that difficult to understand, but we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis, make sure it will sink into our heart, center of our heart, so then we feel, not just intellectual knowledge, but then we kind of like understand, oh, all right, no. Otherwise, you could just, based on one single object, you could make your life so miserable. That's not worth it. It's not worth it. Being a part of samsara, there's always a problem there. Why are you adding up more problems? Doesn't make sense. This is the perfect time to reduce the amount of problem. This is the perfect vessel or perfect boat to cross that ocean. You have to think, if not cross, just move 1 inch, inch by inch, every day. If you cannot just, don't just stuck there, this boat is capable to move other side of the ocean. At least need to move inch by inch. Don't just go backward. And just realize going backward, verbally talking about going forward, it doesn't make sense. All my friends here, including we try every day, much as possible. Much as possible. So then I say, don't think oh, there's no hope. There's which, no matter which direction, look, there's always problem. No. So lotus grow from the, grow out of mud. But lotus has no mud, it's free from mud. So now I feel like that in the mud, it feels like that you are in the mud, but you become, there's possibilities, you become like this beautiful looking lotus. You know, so there's always hope, there's always hope, okay? Yeah, so Tina, what else, Linda?
So we have another question from last week, Geshe-la. And the question is,
Linda, now you are teaching without word. Nobody can hear.
Having a day with the with muting, apparently. Okay, one more time. Are the mere labels coming from our karma and thus our reality, happiness and suffering, dependent on morality and ethics?
Yeah, the morality is the key. Morality is the key. You know, samadhi meditation, samadha meditation, morality is the key. Morality in the Buddhism is much bigger, much broader than, you know, ethics that we talk about. You know, like benefiting others, you know, doesn't consider as ethics. It's like, that is ethics. You know, benefiting others, that's also ethics too. So it's not, so then the cause, yeah. So see, it's like water. The ethics is like water. Water. It's like water. If you see some stain in the glass, for example, the stain is like the, our conscience, how is the conscience? Conscience? How is it?
Conscious.
Or conscience or conscious? Our conscious?
Consciousness? Our conscience. Conscience.
What is conscience? I just heard the words, watching all day and all night, watching movie. My conscience is clear, not clear. You understand?
Yeah. I would describe it. I would describe it as our conscience is, you know, what kind of tells us what's right or wrong.
But my question, Linda, is what is conscience? What is conscience? Is it your mind or what?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I would think it was the mind.
When people say, how people say, oh, your country is going to be as a strain or like damage or how you use this word, how you use that word for yourself or for others, how you use.
Like if someone else wants to jump in, please do. I'm trying to think of an example. Like I'm, my conscience tells me that, you know, doing good in school is
conscience.
Oh, here's someone else. Go ahead. Is that Anthony?
Or help me to understand. Help me to understand. What do you mean?
Actually, Don, this was your question. Don, why don't you take it?
Dada Brown also teaching in the without words. Now all they become arhat. All they achieve liberation. That's what happened. Then you teach with without words. Nobody can hear.
One phrase that's used is my conscience is clear.
That means like my mind is clear?
Yeah, my mind, I have no guilt. I have no regret.
Conscience and mind is like, conscience, like that means like my mind is clear.
Yeah, conscience is your mind's maybe ability to judge right from wrong.
Oh.
So if your conscience is clear, then there is no feeling of wrong in your mind.
Oh, so see, so now here, the ethics is like water, the water. The Chitin Niju, Timothy Riches. So they see that our conscience or our mind, in Buddhism we say our mind, whenever you feel like some stain there, so the ethics will clean that stain. It is like the water that kind of cleans that conscience. Make sense? Sudum niju, timatu riches. Timatu riches. Niju ki timatu, stain the causes by physical action, verbal action, mental action, that stain caused by that will be clean by the water. Here the water refers to ethics or moralities. Make sense? According to Lama Tsongkhapa, Song of Experience, Lama Tsongkhapa, text Song of Experience, why the Lama Tsongkhapa says, Sudun Yuju, Timothy Riches. Timothy Riches. Linda, what else?
Yeshua, I can talk now. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Finally, we have karma to hear you.
Yeah. Anyway, the question, I mean, I just to say it a different way, the question that I asked was last week when we were talking about emptiness and how basically things don't exist inherently out there, but they're merely labeled, right? Our reality is just a function of the labeling process, our mind projecting or labeling, merely labeling things. So then the question behind that is, okay, where do the labels come from? If this, you know, and so that to me, I think is karma. The labels are our karma ripening and causing us to see things a certain way. And to go back even further, if we want the labels to be, you know, if we want to be seeing ourselves as happy and peaceful and even enlightened, then we have to practice ethics, which is what you pointed out. Like the cause of good karma is ethical behavior, which then creates these labels that basically force us to see ourselves as happy, peaceful, and kind, and so forth. So anyway, I was just thinking, emptiness, if I'm right, Gisela, really is encouraging us, if we understand reality, it's encouraging us to behave ethically, because that is the source of seeing ourselves as happy.
Yeah, I think that Dr. Brown, what did you say? Dr. Brown said right or wrong? I'm not sure. I'm a little bit afraid to say it because I'm the patient of Dr. Brown. I think Dr. Brown, you're right. I think like what you said, very interesting question, very important questions like, level, two things happening. Name, then there's also conceptual thought, you know, actual thought, it's thought. Name, that is level, is the name is level?
Yeah.
Ninja. Da. Name and labeling. I'm not sure what it's called. Labeling. You can't just call this bread. This is not bread. No, you can't just label this is bread. This is not bread. This is called cup. There has to have valid base to support the level. You can't just, now nothing exists from its own side. I can call everything anything. No, that's not how it works. This is not called banana bread. This is called cup. If you call it banana bread, so probably you are the only one who agree. And then if you probably with some 2 years, 1 year old kids, they can speak, maybe they're probably not. The banana probably they say, well, like that probably doesn't make that much sense. So then there's a thought involved. There's a thought that's involved. So there's three things happening. So now mere level. So now Dr. Brown's question is a very interesting one, level, where the level comes from. So what do you say? Where does the level come from? Dr. Brown's saying you don't have to accept what Dr. Brown said. You can, if you have a counter-argument, you can bring it up. Or where does the level come from? Dr. Brown suggests karma. Either that bottom line, that means either it has a relative to verbal action, physical action, mental action. Is that correct? In my observation, I think Dr. Brown is correct. So, but it's still, even though I agree, doesn't mean you all have to agree. If you have to think, because you have this marvelous brain, you have to think where the level comes from. Okay, so this is not a quiz, but we really need to use much as possible. There's no level, level, call somebody you. No, you are not born as a Gishi Gelek, somebody Gishi. When you graduated, you are called, postgraduate, then what you call, I'm not sure what it's called, then maybe called PhD, master. This is all level. You are not born as a PhD. You earn that level. You could say you deserve that level, but going to education. But you are not born as a John. You are not born as a Bob. Somebody call you, decided to call you Bob. Is that karma? I think so. probably like first I thought, oh, maybe I should call my child Bob. So then some kind of discussion, so then they easily then say, okay, now you are Bob, so then everybody calls you Bob, like it's Kelly, like same thing like that. We are level, but we don't become by itself by like that. Same when you build a house, there's a couple of rooms, and you level the one room, oh, that's office. Then that room become office because you decide to level there's your office. Before there's no, none of the room become office by itself. There's few rooms. You have no idea which room, what you're going to do, which room. Then the one particular room become like your office. Then you decide to level the office. So then after that, you say, oh, come to my office. People will come to that room. Then you level, the people see that room as yours. Like office, is that karma? See, I think so. So I'm not sure what you want to say. What do you want to say? Huh? So then what's the rest part of the questions? Linda, we have a few minutes.
Of Don's question or a different question?
Maybe Don, I think Don is the only one who can answer his question, so I think it's true for
Papa. Okay. Okay, another question.
Papa Brown said it very well. I think he said it very well. So please, all my friends, you think about, okay, this whole week, so next week we come back, so you think about that level. It's like caused by karma. When you say karma, there's three doors. You are thinking about verbal, physical, mental. There's no fourth. There's only three. Okay, Dine, Linda.
Okay, so you want another question?
Yes, I'm not really looking for another question. Probably I'm looking for the finishing the question. Yeah.
Maybe we can pick it up next week since it's 11:30.
So time's over?
It's already over. It goes by too fast.
Okay. So thank you very much, all every one of you. So we'll all pray for each other, okay? Each other's success, each other's a long, healthy, happy life, each other's prosperity, happiness, and like then spread out of your communities, countries, all over the world. Then you get maximum benefit, okay? Yeah, thank you so much, and have a wonderful Sunday. And again, please think about all the people, people in Ukraine, when you do dedication prayer.
To start with the dedication from Master Shanti Devas, guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life.
Mm-hmm.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And the long life prayer for His Holiness, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And the long life prayer for Sarah J. Kinsen Rinpoche Jetsun Lo Sandel, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on Bliss and Void, Lama ornament of the Aloha tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. The long way prayer for Rambazamba Rinpoche. You uphold us, subdues more way, preserve us the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanasic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels. Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green tara mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sangpo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much, Linda Dumasi, Venerable Hamullah, and thank you very much, each and every one of you coming to the class, and see you next Sunday, okay? Thank you so much.